Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX, and a gaping wound has appeared in the dining life of KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson. 88.5's Dick Stein is going to attempt to guess the cause of her moping.
Stein, I am devastated.
Nancy, what could it be? Did the Malden sea salt factory close down?
No.
Did you just discover that oysters actually do know what's happening to them?
No.
Don't tell me you've discovered that big bestseller, How to Serve Man, is actually a cookbook?
Definitely not.
Okay, so what's the problem?
My absolute favorite restaurant, Takasushi, is closing. This is a place that has such an emotional attachment for me and my family. It's just a little tiny joint in Linwood. We've been going there for 16 years. My son was a toddler, all right? He's in the second year of college. It's not a fancy place. It's just our neighborhood joint, the place we go to probably the most. I can't even begin to tell you how bummed out I was. Didn't even know it was going to close.
Well, how did you find this out then?
I was treating myself to a dinner there, which is unusual because Mac and I had just eaten there about 10 days earlier. And I got to talking to Taka's wife, Elaine, who runs the front of the house. And she told me they were closing. He's going to retire. And I said, when? And she said, next week. So walked out of there that night. I sat in my car and I cried.
Oh, it's hard for me to imagine doing that over any restaurant. Besides, Nancy, what, are you begrudging this poor man his retirement? You
no.
want him to just, you know, be there until he just falls over the...
I was hoping that he would. I was hoping it would be one of those, you know, Taka dreams of sushi things where he's like in his 80s and he's still behind the tiny sushi bar. But I think that a lot of people feel this way about a lot of places. It's very small. Six seats at the sushi bar, I think six tables, something like that. For all the years that I've been going there, I know half the people sitting at the sushi bar. There's a guy named Michael who eats there every single Sunday night for as long as they've been open. What is he going to do? And then there's Maggie and Kelly, this charming couple, who've been eating there since Taka was at his first restaurant in Shoreline before that.
Well, it sounds like you guys are going to need to get a support group together.
Come on, there's got to be a place like that for you, right? Is there a place that if it closed, you and DeGroote would be completely sorrowful?
Well, sure, there's a few places where we like to go for special occasions. And if we were to learn that one in particular had closed, we'd say, oh, gee, that's too bad. Then we'd say, oh, well, I don't know, you want to get a hamburger instead?
So really, you're just not that invested in any restaurant is what you're telling
no,
me.
No, not really. There's restaurants we like very much, and we would feel bad if they were to close. But we'd get over it, and pretty quickly, too.
I think people are probably more like me, and I would be curious to know, what are those restaurants that, if it were to close, how bummed out would you be?
And I'm sure that's the case for many people. You go to restaurants a lot more than we do. We hardly ever go out to eat. And I can understand how you could be so invested in a place and really bummed out. If you've been going there so many years and know all the people there, kind of sad, but things change. This guy's got a right to retire. So what's the story? Eaters, are you more like Nancy or are you more like me? Are there restaurants that you would just take to your bed and not come out for a week if they were to close? Or would you just kind of shrug and say, eh, too bad. Well, where do you want to go instead? Let us know at foodforthought@knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I'll never be the same.
Yes, you will. Leeson.
He's Dick.
When one restaurant closes, another opens. And then that one closes too.
Stein.